Did you miss me? It'd be really nice if I could hear a response and not just stare at my phone. But you can let me know wherever you want. But I'm just kidding. I'm sorry for being so inactive. I seem to be getting used to that, so I apologize. But I have an excuse again. I have started classes again. Yesterday was my first day back, and it's safe to say that I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling productive, and I don't know, I've been in a very good mood when it comes to, you know, feeling like I'm doing something and keeping busy, and that's what I like. My classes are a little later this semester, so I come home late. So I don't feel as, like, you know, cooped up in the house most of the time, and I just feel like I'm doing things other than the fact that, I mean, despite the fact that it's crazy traffic when coming home, and watch out because I'm going to close the window. Okay. But other than that, and the fact that I'm freaking scared of my comms class, we already had to freaking, talk in front of everybody. We had to make a introductory speech. And luckily I wasn't, able to go today, so I will be doing that next week. And oh my god, when we were going through all the speeches that we have to make, and my heart was just fluttering. I don't know. I feel very scared, mostly because the class is quite small and there's a lot of people. I mean, the classroom is small, so the amount of people is just overwhelming, especially because it's set in such a small space. Usually people would like that, but I would rather have like a big room with people throughout the room with like scattered, rather than just bam right in my face. But I'm just getting riled up thinking about it, so I should just stop thinking about it. But yeah, I signed up for the school gym. It's free, so I don't know why I haven't done that my whole 2 years of being there. But I went to the gym for the first time today. I have never been to a gym, like any gym, where you could have a membership, or yeah, like a public gym. I've only ever worked out at home or in my neighborhood, like running around, or, you know. So it was a new experience and I was quite scared, but when it comes down to it, everybody's just paying attention to themselves, and I really like it, and I feel like I'm going to spend a lot of my Tuesdays there, because my Tuesdays, I have a big gap. My first class ends at 11:45 and my last class starts at 3 o'clock, so I have a big gap to do everything I want in life. So I could go to the gym, I could eat and do things. And it's right, the gap is right after my comms class. And I was joking to myself, like quietly to myself, I don't even know where it was today. I was saying, maybe that big gap is time for me to cry after each speech I make. Oh, that was pretty funny of me to say to myself, so. But that's what's been up with me. I'm feeling good. It is out of my comfort zone, but this year is the year of change and trying new things for me. So I'm feeling motivated, to say the least. And I have a big weekend coming up. We're making a trip east, not too far from me, and we're gonna go, visit, some snow parks, and I was also joking, to people a couple weeks ago, because people would start, because here it doesn't snow where I live, so people here would say, oh, I want to go to the snow. Okay, people who live where it snows does not call a place where it snows the snow. Us, where it never snows, like, never, we call this, like, a place where it snows any place, like, where does it snow? Canada, or, Utah, Nevada. Does it snow in all of Nevada? I don't know, but we just call anywhere where it snows the snow. So I want to go to the snow. I'm going to, let's go drive up to and see the snow. I don't even know. I just thought it was funny how people here, call it that. So yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know what's happening. I'm on 5 hours of sleep. I slept really well the first night before going back to class. And then last night, I don't know what. I was so busy yesterday. And then all of a sudden when I go to sleep, I can't sleep. So I don't know what's wrong with myself. But hopefully I can get to bed after I record this. It is 9:52. Hopefully I'm in bed by 10:30. because even though my classes start a little later, I like to wake up early and start my day, you know, so I could keep up with the productivity. I gotta run tomorrow. Sometimes I think I'm, like, overworking myself because right now, TMI, but my butt is sore, okay? If I, like, sit on the floor or on a hard chair, oh my gosh, it hurts. And I don't know how, like, from what it's hurting from. Because the first time I tried squats, okay, I know that works out your glutes and your quads, I think. Well, that's what hurt afterwards, so hopefully. And, yeah, I could not go up and down the stairs. I could not sleep because every time I move, it hurt. I couldn't, okay, TMI again, I couldn't lower myself onto a toilet without crying in sheer pain. I wasn't actually crying. I was just like, ah! That was the exact noise I would make. I was like, ask my family. They would hear it, and then they would know, oh, she's in pain. Don't know if from what this time. Just kidding. But actually. So, yeah, sometimes I think I'm overworking myself, but, you know, I'm still alive. Might as well keep working out while I'm on this workout kick. My voice is also, I think, a little different. Let me know. I'm getting over my cold again. Thank God. I'm knocking on wood. And, yeah, I can breathe through my nose for the most part right now. But what matters most is at night I could breathe through my nose. And I'm not coughing. I haven't coughed. And I'm probably gonna cough now that I'm talking about it. So, feeling positive, feeling scared, feeling nervous, feeling sore, feeling loopy, feeling weird overall. But you know, that's a good feeling for the most part, is it? Is it not? I don't know. You tell me. I'm telling you to tell me a lot of things, so I feel like you're gonna tell me things and I'm gonna be like, what are you talking about? And then I'll remember that I asked you to tell me things. So, I shouldn't. Well, I like when you tell me things, though. Yeah. That's like kind of flirting. I like when you tell me things. Actually, no, it's not, because you could tell me that I'm a terrible person. You could tell me that I'm not funny. You could tell me that I just needs to shut up. Which is probably true. Also, thank you for the questions and requests. I will get on that. I'm so happy that I know. It's like you guys are guiding me into the right direction. You are helping me lead my no remedy for memory life. And yeah, I'm actually learning how to play the song that my name is referring to on the piano. Fun fact, my username, No Remedy for Memory, is based on the song Dark Paradise by Lana Del Rey. For a few reasons, Dark Paradise is actually one of my favorite songs from her, and probably one of my all-time favorite songs ever. A lot of people don't really like Lana Del Rey. At first, I did not as well. She's an acquired listen. I've said this before, I don't know how long ago. But, yeah. It's just a very nice song. And I'm trying to learn it on piano. And maybe I'll play a little bit for you one day. I'm just blurting out random things that I'm thinking about. And getting a little tired too. My voice is just in and out. Oh my gosh. I don't really like whispering, but I actually listen to, I've talked about this too, right? I listen to like ASMR on YouTube. ASMR. It's like it's like a new experience. You gotta look it up for yourself. So they do this thing called inaudible whispering. It's where they whisper, but very faintly. I'm sorry, I almost paused because I thought I saw a bug. But it's not. It's where they whisper very faintly and kind of choppy-like. And you can't really understand what they're talking about. So I'm going to try it, okay? That's exactly how they sound like. And I almost did not speak English. I didn't speak any language. So let me try to find a sentence. I sound like a cartoon character. I don't know who, but some old man, probably. But that's just who I am, right? Am I an old man? I'm a pretty girly sounding old man if I'm an old man. Oh my gosh, imagine if I was an old man. You guys are probably like, oh god, is this her trying to, or him trying to tell us something? I promise I'm not an old man. I don't know how to describe myself other than I'm a girl. And I'm just a normal... I'm not normal, actually. I'm just me. What is that saying? I'm not like other girls. There was this funny thing that I saw on the internet. Because they are making fun of the fact that girls say, "I'm not like other girls." So it was a, they put it in quotes, "I'm not like other girls," and then they put dash other girl, nah, other girls. Yeah. It's so funny. So that was, should I stop talking? You could tell me, or you could stop it. You could stop this audio. I wish I had this much, no cares. I wish I had this less of cares in my comms class or public speaking class, because I would just probably get a B. because I'm too laughy for my life. So I would not get an A, I'd probably get like a B minus. And then she would write in the notes, "Laughs too much, thinks is funny, but not." You gotta say that's true. Okay? You gotta just let it happen. Don't say I'm funny, because I'm not really funny. As much as I would like to be. I laugh at myself, but I think it's out of pity. It's my body's, like, natural way of pitying itself. Imagine. Oh, my. Also, I have, like, I mean, I don't have it. Well, I have it, but I found my parents. My parents' old film camera. It's a Canon SureShot something. And I really want to get some film and a battery and shoot some things, you know? I would really like to do that, so I think I will. And then put them on my wall, because my walls are very plain right now. I took down some posters that I used to have, and now it's just completely black. I have black walls, okay? They're actually really dark gray. My dad did not let me get black. He was like, "You are the devil." I'm just kidding. Okay, I'm gonna go, okay? So I could get this up for you to listen to. But just know I'm always thinking about you. And wanting to hear from you. Also, I'm sending out the rest of the letters tomorrow. People, international people, you might get them a little late. I apologize. But I'm working on it. And I love you. Wow. Wow, I said I love you without even thinking about it. That was involuntary. Like, my body just blurted out. Or my brain and my mouth. That. Okay. I'm just making it awkward. I'm like that weird girl who says I love you first, and then she just doesn't know what to say, so she just keeps talking and makes it worse. But then the guy is like, "Aw," and then he kisses her, and then she's like, "Oh my god." But he doesn't say I love you back. He just kisses her out of pity, probably. Okay, I'm gonna go. But I hope you are doing really, really well, and I really do care. Okay, just know, and I'm happy for you if you are doing well, and I want you to always just, okay. I will talk to you very soon. I promise. Just message me if it's been too long, okay? Okay, I'll talk to you soon.